Hi, hello, how are you? Happy Easter. That's it. That's all. I've had like the last couple days off and it's been pretty great. Tomorrow's gonna suck. It's gonna be extra Monday-y, but worth it to have 4 days off. So that was pretty sweet. I did donate blood. And I have a little bruise coming because they went in a vein they don't usually use. But it was still lovely. But I'm here today to give you one of my like super fun kind of going over what a holiday is. Like I did it with July 4th. I did it with Thanksgiving. Didn't do it with Christmas this year. Maybe I'll do that next this upcoming year. I did an Easter one very early, and if you listen to it, which bless your heart, you can hear my boyfriend in the background. And it was kind of all over the place. He didn't understand that, like, we take notes and we loosely follow them. As in, we're going to hit them, we're going to make literal note of them and then go off topic. But he was just being a dipshit. We love him, but he was being a dipshit. So I went back and I retook notes like I usually do. Detailed, not as detailed. Probably will go off topic, obviously. Shocking. From what I Googled, and again, you can Google any of this. You can look it up yourself if you don't agree with me. Easter is celebrated differently amongst the different Christian Catholic sects of the church. I'm Protestant, so like when I say I'm Protestant, I mean I'm non-practicing Protestant. I went to church with my grandma when I was little because we got to do the fun stuff, like the fun arts and crafts that were related to the sermon of the day. But I never went after on my own because I personally didn't feel the need to go to be connected to a higher power. If you feel the need to go, that's great. I love that journey for you. I don't feel the need to go on it. I don't deny that God isn't real. What do they call that? Agnostic. I don't deny that Jesus was real. Jesus was a real person. I think he did wonderful things. I don't think they were as magical, as holy as they were written about. And the Bible was also written like 400 years after he passed away. So it was the world's longest end game of telephone. But let's just jump right in. Easter, and you're gonna feel like, wow, these don't seem like the church made these up. They're gonna feel like maybe they were stolen. I don't know, because to me, that's what it kind of sounds like. But Easter is a Christian festival and cultural holiday commemorating the resurrection of Jesus from the dead. It is described in the New Testament as occurring on the third day of his burial following his crucifixions by the Romans in 30 AD. Now, I believe they've gone away from like BC and AD. BC being like before Christ and AD. I don't know what the fuck that stands for. Never figured that out. I remember going somewhere and saying something like that, and the guy goes, it's BCE before the Common Era, and then ACE after the Common Era. And I was like, you can just say Christ, my man, because that's where time began. Time began when Jesus was around. Jesus was around with the dinosaurs. Duh. Duh. It is preceded by Lent. And like the first day or the day before Lent is Fat Tuesday. It's celebrated down in like New Orleans. And I'm sure it's celebrated other places across the world where you just like get really fucked up, drunk, eat, and like get ready to then repent for all your sins for 40 days. Which, you fast, you pray, you give penance. Usually, I know a lot of people give up something for 40 days, whether it be sugar or they stop doing something they know they necessarily shouldn't be doing. And I know you can't eat meat, like red meat. I don't know. I think it's silly to have to give up something you know you shouldn't be doing because you know you shouldn't be doing it. Or like, well, I drink a lot of Diet Coke, so I'm going to stop drinking Diet Coke. If you drink a lot of Diet Coke, you should probably cut it back. And a lot, I mean like a 6-pack, or like you drink a whole 12-pack. Like, that's a lot of Diet Coke to drink per day. If you have one a day, but it's your little treat and you're good otherwise, don't give it up. Because like, it's one, like, you, if you look forward to it, you're like, I have a Diet Coke after work to unwind because it's delicious. I like the bubbles, and I do like the bubbles. That's fine, because one Diet Coke a day isn't going to kill you. Pretty sure scientists have come out saying like the aspartame or whatever in it isn't that bad. Like, we've eaten worse, okay? Now, if you're drinking a 12-pack of alcohol a day, maybe you should give that up, and not just for Lent, for the rest of your life. Or, you know, I do drugs, and I'm not talking cannabis. You should just give that up again, because your life may be better. And then I found out the week before Easter is called the Holy Week, and every day has something specific. So you have Palm Sunday. That was the day that Jesus was making his entrance into Jerusalem. Monday and Tuesday don't have anything because those are kinds of the shittiest days of the week. Let's not lie to ourselves. Monday isn't that bad. Tuesday's the worst. There's Spy Wednesday, which is the betrayal of Jesus. I'm assuming that's like the Last Supper day with Judas. I don't know. Then Easter Triduum, which includes Maundy Thursday. Just kidding. That's commemorating the Last Supper. Good Friday, the crucifixion and his death. And then Saturday is called like Holy Saturday. And then Sunday is the day he rose, the day we celebrate Easter. Easter and other holidays that are related to it are called movable feasts. And they are computed based on the lunar solar phase. So like the moon phase and calendar. It's very similar to the Hebrew calendar. I've asked my coworker why certain holidays, because he's Jewish and he celebrates. He's not like a laxed Jew. He's all in. And it's like a lunar cycle. And that's all he told me. He goes, I don't fully get it. And I was like, my man, that's fine. And now, this is how Easter changes every goddamn year. It's the first Sunday after the ecclesiastical first moon that occurs, and it usually occurs on or around March 21st. And that's why Easter usually follows towards the end of March, mid to late April. On the Gregorian calendar, it's after the March equinox. So, like, as we're going through this, it sounds very almost witchy and pagan-y how they decided Jesus's, you know, resurrection. And that's a lot of stuff they seemingly go up against, which is just, it's so funny. I know next year, Easter falls on 420. So if you celebrate 420, which a lot of my friends do, I personally don't, it's just another day to me. But if you celebrate 420, Easter also falls on 420. So you can like light up for Jesus. And if your family gets mad about it, you can tell them Jesus wore hemp. And now you sure as shit know they probably smoked that stuff back then too. Someone accidentally lit a fire with some of it dried out and they got a little high off of it. And from there, the smoking of cannabis was created. So you know that happened. And it's just cannabis, okay? It's just, there are literally worse things you could be smoking or eating to get messed up than cannabis. It's what Jesus would have wanted. And I'm pretty sure he was probably smoking it. He was probably growing it and smoking it and wearing it and selling it. Maybe not selling it, giving it to the masses to help clothe them. Like, yeah, it just, it makes sense. Some traditions I have looked up. There are sunrise services or late night vigils. There is a Paschal, I don't know if I'm saying that right, greetings, which is where they flower the cross. Usually it's clippings from the, I wrote this weird, clippings, the church, which is embracing, decorating the communal breaking of Easter eggs, which is a symbol of the empty tomb. This is where I was kind of curious where certain things, like why does Easter have eggs? Why does Easter have rabbits? So the Easter bunny came from the German Lutherans, and he kind of plays the role of the judge in evaluating if children are either good or bad, very similar to Santa Claus. And he carries around colored eggs, candy, toys, and that started around 1682. And I read more into it, and like poor children of the villages would go walking around from house to house begging for food. And usually there was an abundance of eggs because chickens were very easy to raise and were laying eggs, and they would give these children eggs. So that's where the egg, like the hunting of Easter eggs, comes from. And I don't know about you, I know from talking to a lot of people that a lot of my coworkers, when they were children, would go hunting for plastic eggs, and they'd either be filled with candy, some with money. And like if you found the golden egg, it was like more money. And they decorated hard-boiled eggs, and then I don't know what they did with them. In my house, we would color hard-boiled eggs. And then my parents, I hope, hopefully you don't have children around, the Easter bunny would hide them. And you might be thinking, Kelly, that's gross. The Easter bunny hid them within the house. So they were in the walls of the house. And we always knew, you know, there were 12 hard-boiled eggs, 18 hard-boiled eggs, however many hard-boiled eggs we knew. So we knew to look for all of them. I looked for mine. My sibling looked for theirs because we usually split it right in half. They were hidden within the walls of the house, and we always found them all. We never had one missing, so there was never later on like, why does it smell like rotting eggs? They were never hidden outside for an animal to eat, and we found them. We never hid colored plastic eggs filled with like loose change or candy. We got that. We never got loose change, but we always got the candy and stuff in our Easter baskets, which were hidden. It was never outside. It was never a fight. Like, it was kind of a laxed Easter, and I was fine with that. And our basket was always filled with like one little toy and then like a bunch of candy. It wasn't like Christmas part two, like I've seen a lot of people as well. But people found that shocking that we hid the hard-boiled eggs. It was like, well, then why did we decorate them? For fun? No, we decorated them for fun, yes. But then we decorated them so when the Easter bunny hid them, we'd find them. And then my mom would make this, like, it's not a hollandaise sauce, like a bechamel sauce. I don't know how to describe it. It's not a gravy, but it's definitely a sauce, a light white base sauce that when she's done, we have to add more salt and pepper to it because it's very bland. It's like classic white people food. So she would make that, and then we'd chop up the hard-boiled eggs and mix that in it and then eat it over toast. Delicious. She makes that same sauce, too, for Christmas, and we make SOS, stuff on a shingle, where you then mix in hamburger. This year, we did, like, Italian sausage to kind of spice it up, and it was really good. The rabbit. They assumed rabbits were hermaphrodites, so they could mate with themselves. Therefore, it was technically a virgin birth, which was then associated with the Virgin Mary. Plain and simple, I guess. Eggs also were a symbol of fertility. That was it. They went into a long drawn paragraph about eggs, but it was pretty much like fertility. Okay. The resurrection of Jesus. God rose Jesus from the dead on the third day. He was the firstborn from the dead, ushering in the kingdom of God. It was the restoration to life of a transformed body by the power of Spirit. And he appeared to his apostles. I wanted to know at this point what happened to Jesus after he rose back from the dead. Because everything I've learned, I've never learned that part. Because, like, what happened to him? Normally when a person passes away, they stay passed away. Well, Jesus came back. What happened? We know he did not live a full life after. Supposedly he did not get married and have children. Like, that's alleged. We don't know. He appeared to his apostles for 40 days and commanded them to stay in Jerusalem after. And then after that, he ascended to heaven. And in those 40 days, he taught them and ministered them, preparing them for his ascension. So pretty much, like, here's the game plan of what is going to happen after I pass away for, like, the final time, guys. And then I was like, well, why was he crucified? It's a very roundabout way. I know, again, I don't always follow full timelines here. You should know that by now. He was arrested and charged with claiming to be the king of the Jews. And his betrayal was punishment by death. And he was crucified. And then I believe it was John the Baptist who was crucified on an upside down cross, because the right side up cross was left for Jesus Christ. That's about as far as I got into that when it came to looking up the history of Easter, because you could get really in depth. And at that point, you should just go to church and listen to your pastor, your minister, your cardinal, whomever's going to give you the sermon, the speech, whatever you want to call it. You should just listen to them, because I'm sure they'll do a better job. I'm sure they'll make it, like, sprightly. And as I was researching this, you could tell that they had the church never steals, borrowed a lot of thoughts, ideas, and way to praise Jesus from a lot of other religions, a lot of pagan religions. And I'm not denying, again, that there is one way to worship whatever God you worship, whether you be Jewish, and then the many, many tiers of Catholic or Christianity. I know they're, like, the same but kind of different. You know, Buddhist, Islamic, Hindu. Like, the one God we have in my eyes is all the same. We just worship him differently. And whether your God is male, female, whatever. God, again, in my eyes, is all the same. We just worship him differently. There's no wrong way to worship him. The only wrong way to worship him is when you think you have to take out everyone else if they don't agree with how you feel about him. Like, in my eyes, God is not violent. He does not want violence. If he wants you to understand, if a person doesn't agree with you, that is fine. They are allowed to disagree with you. They are not wrong. Just move on. And same with Jesus. Like, he is not judgmental, but he is all forgiving. He is all loving. So even if you don't agree with him, he still loves you. You are not wrong. Do you get what, like, as long as you are not violent towards people, you are not, you know, hurting people, you are not diminishing them, you will end up in the kingdom of heaven. That's just my beliefs. You don't have to agree with it. But that's what I believe. And if I'm wrong, I'm wrong. What's new? Nothing. But I don't think he would want all the hate and violence that, you know, surrounds him in his religion. Because it's gross. Let's be real. It's gross. But I'm trying to think of what other Easter traditions we would do. We usually have some sort of like lamb or beef on Easter. And I think a lot of people do because you're not supposed to eat red meat within the 40 days of Lent. And I certainly have broken that rule a lot. We had steak last night. I bought some lamb chops and I think I'm gonna like just bake them. I did it fairly recently and they were delicious. I'm gonna do a baked potato. I have a couple sweet potatoes for myself and my boyfriend and a regular potato for my mom. You know, we'll cut it open, throw butter in it, bake it. Delicious. I might roast some carrots since we have some. Maybe make a rice pilaf to go with it. Funny story, I made rice pilaf this week and I don't think I put enough water in it and it like came out crunchy. And it shouldn't have been crunchy. My bad. Just threw it away. I hate wasting food, but no one was gonna eat it. I don't think Jeannie would have even eaten it, but that's fine. I did get some delicious donuts from this local donut shop in Easter Shapes. There's a fun little peep bunny with like a marshmallow filling, some carrots, some Easter egg ones. I ate an Easter egg one and it had a filling, but then my mom ate one and it didn't. Or maybe the filling was very subtle and she didn't notice it. I don't know. They're good. I'm trying to think if there's anything else about Easter. Usually it's a nice day. Today it seems beautiful. We don't really dress up for Easter. We just like put on clothes. We don't dress in our finest, but we're not going anywhere. We might go, you know, visit my mother-in-law and see my cute baby niece and Squisher. But we don't go to church. We used to go out to my grandmother's house, my father's mother's place, and have a yummy Easter dinner. And we would dress up for that a bit. Again, we're not church-going people, so we didn't wear church clothes. But otherwise, we don't. We just, like, it's a regular Sunday where everything is closed. I think it was 2 years ago, I believe my mother was in Italy, in Rome for Easter. So it was like wild. They didn't get tickets into Vatican City. I don't know if you could have because it would have been packed, but I think that would have been really cool to do, regardless if it was on Easter or not. I think it would have been really cool to go in and see the beautiful artwork and architecture that is in Vatican City, because you may not necessarily agree with the views. I think we can all agree that the artwork, whether it be painting, sculpture, architecture that came out around like the Renaissance and all that, is just beautiful depictions of scenes from the Bible. I do think, again, that would have been really cool. But I think that's where we're going to end it. Just a small, short little episode on this holy day of the year, Jesus's second birthday. Second, first birthday? I don't know. But he was like 32 when he died. He was like done with it. So I don't get why me at 35, almost 35, I too can't give up, but whatever. And that's really it. If you could rate, like, and review wherever it is you listen to or subscribe to this podcast. It'd be greatly appreciated. Preferably 5 stars, but if you want to give it 3 because it's like mediocre, I get that. Follow on Instagram, something dot about dot podcast. Oh, and in other unrelated news, we're not quite ending this yet. I don't know if any of you've seen, but Death and Other Details was canceled. I'm very sad. I really liked that show. It was a good first season. It was a confusing first season. So wasn't Only Murders in the Building. I don't think it got the marketing or the hype that Only Murders in the Building got. One, because it didn't have the star power of Steve Martin, Martin Short, and Selena Gomez. And I'm not saying Mandy Patinkin doesn't have that star power. I don't think it had a star power for the younger generation, because I'm sure a lot of the younger generation has probably seen Princess Brides. I don't think they watched the first couple seasons of Criminal Minds that he was on. I don't know if they've seen the other shows he's done on Showtime. I can't think of what they were called with Claire Danes. I didn't watch it. I do know who he is, but I did not watch that show that was on Showtime or Stars or whatever. So I can't speak on that. I don't know if they had enough of the star power needed to get people to watch it, to be honest, because a lot of those people I did not recognize except for the woman who played Catherine, the gentleman who played Llewellyn, and then Mandy Patinkin himself. Otherwise, I did not know who any of these people were. So I don't know if it had the star power it needed. And I don't know, again, if it had the marketing that was pushed forward like Only Murders in the Building had. Which is really sad, because it kind of ended on a cliffhanger. But luckily enough, we at least had that first season wrapped up nicely. So we weren't questioning who was Victor Sams, who is Victor Sams, you know, the blue stuff that Mr. Collier was drinking. So at least we had that. Season 4 of Only Murders in the Building is filming. Eva Longoria is in the cast. I don't think there's been many other people announced in the cast other than the big name stars that are coming back. Like Meryl Streep is coming back. You know, Jane is going to be in it more. I'm assuming the guy that played, I can't think of his name off the top of my head. I'm assuming the guy that played Talbert is going to be back as well. If not for the whole season, for a bit of it. So there's that. But I don't think many other people have been announced for it. Except for like Eva Longoria. But again, otherwise, thank you for listening. I hope you all have a great Easter. I hope you all get a nice little sugar high from those delicious Cadbury eggs and other chocolatey treats. And just have a wonderful day. Bye.